Blog Talk Radio.
I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God? Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord. Whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You got to tell it for yourself.
Don't do it without me. Don't do it
be included. Anybody wanna be included? I wanna be in the name of Jesus.
Show me your face, fill up this space, my world needs you right now, my world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid, fill me with you. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face, fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Power fall down, bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face.
Oh,
fill up this space. My world needs you.
That's why I'm not ashamed to say.
Thank you, Jesus. your glory because of who you are. I give you praise because of who you are. I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because
so you can use me. give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell me.
Here I am. Here I am. Give myself away.
I give myself.
Give myself.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Chief Apostle Donald Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. What we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited about you joining us this morning on our Man of Monday broadcast. Listen, remember to call a friend and tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection Man of Monday is on the air. And that number that you could give them to call in is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628, plus one. And that would acknowledge and let us know that you guys want to share your testimony, or maybe you just want prayer, or maybe you want to just tell us how the broadcast has blessed you. And I know that the broadcast has been a blessing to you. We try our best to give you the best in encouragement and strength and empowerment through our songs, through our guests that come on, and just through the playing of our music that we play. We want you to know that God loves you, and that no matter where you may find yourself, you can know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask us. And the only thing you got to do is just trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Listen, guys, remember that number again is 563-999-3628. Those of you all that are listening in on the worldwide, remember, this is a live broadcast. This is not Memorex. This is live. You can actually physically call in, and you can speak with us live on the air. That's right. That's right. You can call in and listen to us live on the air. So remember, tell a friend and tell a neighbor to call in and just come and join in on our Man of Monday broadcast. Today is the Kingdom-Minded Man. It's a series that we're in right now, the Kingdom-Minded Man. And we want to share that Kingdom-Minded Man mentality with you on this morning. So remember, call a brother, call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them to come on in and join us on this morning. I believe that there is a word that will encourage you. I believe there's a word that will strengthen you. I believe that there is a word of shift that's attached to you on today. So remember to call a friend and tell them maybe come on in and join us on today. And we're just excited about the work that will be shared on today. And we love you. We appreciate you. And you know how we do it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We can't go another month without giving you your morning scripture and giving you your and praying for you and making sure that we acknowledge all the great countries that are listening in. So watch this. Let's go ahead and go into effectual fervent prayer. Lend me your hearts for a moment as we talk to the Lord. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the grace that you have attached to our life on today. Father, you are mighty. God, you are great. God, you are loving. You are kind. God, you are genuine, and you are gentle, oh God. So we want to say thank you, Father, just for being God and being God all by yourself. Father, beside you, there is no other. God, we lean and depend and trust in you, and we know, God, that you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all we could ask or think. So we don't lean to our own understanding. Lord, we lean toward you, God, and we trust in you. For your word's sake, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. So, Father, we thank you for being a path-directing God on today. God, we thank you for being a strength-bearing God on today. God, we thank you for being a burden-bearer on today. God, we thank you for being wisdom on today. God, we pray for those that are under the sound of our voice on today, God, that you would touch and move by your power and by your strength, God. This is no strength of our own, God, that we speak life. God, this is no strength of our own, God, that we speak power. There's no strength of our own, oh God, God, that we speak wisdom. There's no strength of our own, God, God, that we acknowledge and give your name praise and grace and mercy unto it, oh God. God, but it is you, God. Because, God, we live in you, we live, it's in you, we breathe, it's in you, we have our being. Father, we cannot do anything without you. So, Father, we thank you and we glorify you and we magnify you. God, that we edify your gracious and mighty name. God, because you are God and you are God all by yourself. Now, God, we ask that you would take the reins of this broadcast. Father, we pray, God, that you would take the reins of this broadcast. I'm going to say it again. God, we pray, God, that you take the reins of this broadcast, God. God, and do with it what you will. God, move. Yes, God, I feel you this morning. God, do with it what you will. God, shift the atmosphere. Shift the lives of those that are under the sound, God, of our voices on this morning. God, strengthen, God, in every way. Touch their minds, their hearts, and their spirits. Let them know that even in this, God, that you can do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. God, we lean on you this morning, God, because you are our leaning post, God. God, we come, God, and lay our head in the locks of your shoulder, oh God. God, I ask you to cover, keep, and protect us, oh God. God, because we understand, God, it is nothing but a Father's love. Yes, Lord. God, that can move and do what you do best, God, and that is be God and be big in our life. And so, God, we give your name glory. God, we give your name dominion. We give your name power. And we say, have your own way on today in the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ. We pray, and the body of Christ said, amen. Amen and amen. Our scripture reading will be coming from the book of Psalms, the book of Psalms. My favorite passage of scripture, y'all heard me say this on many occasions. Psalms 1 is my favorite scripture. This is a scripture that I honestly believe that as a youngling, as they say the back in the day, the youngling, as a youngling in ministry, this was the scripture that I went to help me when I was in my storms and in my rain and things that I did not understand. And I know that it may not help you like it helped me, but it gave me some knowledge. It gave me some strength. And even on today, when I read it, I kind of, my mind kind of winds back to the times when I used to read this passage of scripture. Sometimes I had to walk this scripture out. Because there were times when you start out in ministry, you listen to me, brother, and when you start out in ministry, it's a fight. Listen to me, sister. Sometimes it's a fight. So you have to put yourself in a position. You have to love God. You have to put yourself in a place to where you understand that God is going to do what he says he's going to do. But there's a position and a place that you have to be in order for that to happen. And that scripture on this morning is the book of Psalms 1. And we're going to read in its entirety. We're going to read it in its entirety. And it simply reads, blessed is the man who do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, or sit in the seat of the scornful. I'm sorry. Sit his feet on the path of the sinner, or in the seat of the mockers. I'm reading a different version. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, yielding its fruit in its season, whose leaves do not wither, and whose purpose is not so of the wicked, for they are like the chaff by the wind, that is driven away by the wind. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the day of the judgment, nor the sinner in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord guardeth the path of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Y'all forgive me, I didn't have my glasses on. I had to put my glasses on to read. Y'all tried to read that without my glasses, so I apologize. But listen, that is our scripture reading for this morning. That is our scripture reading for this morning. That's going to be the book of Psalms 1. And we read the entirety of the book of Psalms. We want to also make sure that we acknowledge all of our great country journalists. And then we want to say thank you to all of you for coming and joining and being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. You do not know what this does for us. We're just excited about you guys continuing to support and connect with us as we do the will and the working of the Lord. We don't do this under our own power, people of God. We don't do this under our own self, but we do this under the acknowledgement of who Jesus Christ is in our life. And so we do this knowing that if we only reach one, come on, let me help you. If we have one cross over into the kingdom, if we could Y'all don't know y'all shout cute. Y'all don't know y'all shout cute. If we can reach just one, come here. If we can have one to walk in Zion with us, come on. If we can get one, if we can encourage the one. Watch this. If we can stop one from committing suicide, come here. Let me get. If we can stop one from falling into sin, if we can come here. If we can help one get delivered off of drugs, if we can get one to come off the street from being a prostitute, if we can get one to deliver from a drug, come here from a drug dealer life, if we can get y'all gonna mess around here and make me get happy. If we can get one and get that one somebody that will give their life to Christ, watch this here. We have done a great deed in the body of Christ. We have done our kingdom. Come here. We have done our kingdom assignment. We have actually had somebody come on over out of the darkness into the marvelous light. If we could just get one somebody, we don't need a whole bunch of man. We don't need to get all of them at the same time, because we need, we'll run out of work. But watch it here. Let me help you. If we can get just the one, if we can bring one over, we done done what we were supposed to do. We done done our assignment that God had put us on earth to do. He loved God to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said, go into the highways and the hedges and compel men to come. If we can get the one. If we can lead 99 to go get the one. Come on. The 99 gonna be okay. We gotta go get the one. Come here. Oh, that'll preach. We'll go get the one. If you can go get done here and let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. If we can get the one, we done done what we were supposed to do. We done did the kingdom protocol. Come here. Yeah. You do know kingdom have protocol. I'm supposed to be talking about something there. So I just use this part of my soapbox moment. Listen, get your one. Today. I want you to have your assignment. Your assignment to be. Today will be to get the one. If it ain't nothing but one, share your testimony. Let them know why you come here. Let them know about the rich young man that you are. Let them, God help me. Let them know that you were the one who struggled in your own man. Come here. You're the one that struggled in your own self. You're the one that was struggling with addiction. You were the one that was struggling with women. You were the one that was struggling with how to do what you needed to do, how you needed to be, who you needed to be. You were struggling. Let them know. And we can compel them to come, because we're being vulnerable and we're being accessible. I'm going to tell you again. We're being vulnerable and we're being accessible. People can come when you do that. Amen? Amen. So we thank you. That's my soapbox moment. I gave y'all my soapbox moment. This is the one. That's the one. Get this one. That's all we need is this one. Thank you. Thank you for the ones that are lost, God, that are listening in. Y'all forgive me. I feel this way. Thank you, Lord, for the ones that are listening. The one that don't know, God, heal you in the pardon of that sin. The one that don't know you, oh God. God, and who you are, oh God. Yeah, thank you, Father. The one who don't know you, God, the one that's on the corner, God, that sees things. The one that's on the corner right now, Father God. God, slanging dope. The one right now on the corner, God, son of the mighty. The one right now, God. Thank you, God, for being God, a God that hears the prayer of the righteous, and it is very much, God. Thank you, God, that we understand that there's the one, God, God, that needs your help, God, the one, oh God, that needs your protection, the one, oh God, that needs your covering, God. We pray for them today, God, to move in by your power and by your strength, Father, and do, God, you do what you do best, and that is be God and be big and be tremendous in their lives even now. God, we thank you right now for being God, what you need to be, God. Thank you. God, stepping in, God, and clearing up their sight, God. God, giving them clarity in their mind, God. God, the drugs that they came in and tattered their mind, Father. God, God, the thing, God, that the enemy thought was a weapon that he could use against us, God, we thank you for that thing falling to the ground and not prospering. God, we thank you, God. God, that we go into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the assignment. Lord God, yes, God, thank you for the assignment that is on their lives, God, and causing a shift to come, causing a transition to come, causing a rebuilding to come, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. God, we thank you. We thank you for life, health, and strength, wisdom and power, grace and mercy. God, we hear shine. God, we thank you. God, for just being God and being God all by yourself, beside you, my God. There is no other. We trust you beyond what we physically see. Father, we trust you beyond what we physically see. We trust you, oh God, beyond where you are. So we know all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to your purpose. And your purpose, Lord God, be made manifest even now. In the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We got protocol. Y'all know we got protocol. But sometimes protocol go out the window. Sometimes protocol go out the window, especially when there's a move. I understand. I understand y'all used to a certain way of us doing things, but that was a need. I heard. Sometimes we got to move according to the need. We can't move according to the protocol. We got to move according to the need that is in the atmosphere. So that was a need in the atmosphere. So that was our shifting. That was our transition. That was our move that God had set and assigned for us to speak life today. So we did so. We did so. We did so. We want to make sure that we thank those countries that are listening in. And again, we want to tell you guys thank you. We want to tell you guys thank you. Make sure you pray for all of our great countries that are listening in. I share all the time that some of these countries that are listening in, there are some of them that people of God, their lives are at stake. Their lives are at stake. Not for having a Bible, but for having a scripture in their position is considered as an act of treason. And when they find you, they find the scripture in your home. Watch what they do, people of God. They will take them and make an example out of them, and take them and execute them in the streets. Some of them, they're taken and their families are separated. And when they separate their families, they put the husbands and the sons in the work camps, and then they take the daughters and the mothers, and they take them and sell them into servitude, into slavery, just to make an example for the ones that are in the area. If there was anybody that they had touched and reached out and introduced the name of Jesus to them, they made a public example out of them. Because watch what they're trying to do. They're trying to kill their morale. They're trying to kill their spirit. They're trying to break their spirit. But what I want you to do is I want you to pray. You may not remember every name that I call out. You may not remember every country that I call out. But do me a favor. Say, Lord, bless those countries that are tuning in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. That's your assignment today. That's your other assignment. Pray. That's your other assignment. Pray. Pray. Reach one, touch one, and then pray. Reach one, touch one, and then pray. I almost said it again. Reach one, touch one, and then pray. Amen? Amen. So we just want you to make sure that you acknowledge those countries. Well, make sure that we acknowledge those countries on this morning. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. We have Mexico. We have the United Kingdom. We have Paris, France. We have Japan. We have South Africa. I'm sorry, South Korea. We have Ireland. We have India. We have Portugal. We have the Netherlands. We have Italy. We have Thailand. And we have Romania. Those are those great countries that are listening in. And we want to tell you thank you so much for, excuse me, for your continued support and connecting with us here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection as we do the assignment that God has set in us to do. And we love and appreciate your continued support, and we appreciate you guys continuing to listen in and know that we are constantly and consistently praying and interceding for you every single day that you guys are listening in. We thank you so much. And we want you guys to know that even in this, that God is still God, and he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Now, listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Can I make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, 'cause we need a move. We need a move. Let me do that verse again, baby. And bodies are still being raised.
Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. 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 Heaven is coming.
Among the godly. Now watch this. For the Lord watches over the path of the godly, but the path of the wicked leadeth to destruction. Father, may you add a blessing to the readers, the doers, the hearers, and the receivers of your word. God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. We're going to take our thought, if y'all don't mind. Now, we're going to take our thought from second and third verse. It says it like this. He said, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night, and they are like the tree that is planted along the river banks, bringing forth fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. A kingdom-minded man, has purpose. I'm gonna say that again. A kingdom-minded man has purpose. I'm gonna say that again because I want you to get it. I want you to get a real good, clear comprehension of this passage of scripture. It says that a kingdom-minded man has purpose. When you have purpose, you don't have time to sit among people. Come here. God, with the wrong agendas. Let me go ahead on and give you a disclosure. Now, this may offend, but I believe it'll help. I'm gonna say it again. This may offend, but it'll help. As a kingdom-minded man, you have to understand that your time is valuable. Stop sitting around people who honestly, without a shadow of doubt, that don't have an idea, number one, of who you are. Let's start there. And number two, they don't have an identity of their own. Come on. God, I know I'm going to mess some people up. I'm going to mess some folks up. They don't have an identity for themselves, and neither do they have an idea of who you are. So because of this, they become a distraction to you and keep you from being kingdom-minded and being on the right track to do what needs to be done. So in verse 1, it gives you some very clear instructions that said, oh, the joy of those who do not stand among the sinners or sit in the area or stand around with folk who got time to mock folk. Come here. That word mock in this particular passage of scripture is simply talking about the ones that are talking about other people. Come here, let me help you. Stay from around gossipers, because gossipers cause issues. Bless you. Thank you for coming in. Have a seat. Let's have a conversation. I love you. I appreciate you, but I need you to tell you the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me and you in God. Watch this here. You take this. See, the one thing you're going to have to realize about gossipers is this. If they gossiping about somebody else, they for sure, without a shadow of a doubt, they are gossiping about you. Oh, God, if they gotten somebody else in their mouth, when they out of your presence, you can best believe that you are one of the first things that are coming out of their mouths. You got to be careful who you allow. God, help me right through here. You allow yourself to be around because you now become the topic of conversation. You have to, God, help me right through here. You need to be around people that talk business. Come here. You need to be around people that talk kingdom. You need to come here. You need to be around folk that got a kingdom agenda. Because if you have, oh Lord, if you hang around the chickens, you will never understand the fact that you are an eagle. You can rise above your condition. You have to get the right mindset. See, and that's one of the biggest issues about being kingdom-minded, is because we got the wrong mindset. Who are you allowing in your presence that is causing you to be distracted, and you're missing what God is telling you to do. You got to be kingdom minded in order for you to do kingdom business. So watch this here. Watch. He says, oh, the joy of those who follow the advice of the wicked. Oh, the joy of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked. Oh, the joy of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked. Oh, the joy of the ones who do, come here, let me help you. Oh, the joy of the ones who do not follow the advice of the wicked. I'm going to say it again because I'm going to get it in a minute. Oh, the joy of the ones who do not follow the advice of all the joy. Come here. Why is your joy so messed up? Because you're following the wrong advice. You come here. Let me go. God help me. Oh, the joy of the one who follow the advice, who do not follow the advice. And the wicked, you got to come here. You got to get you some better advisors. Come here. Let me help you. The book of Proverbs, say it like this. He said, get you some sound counsel. Oh, God. Who are you counseling with? Who? God, help me right through there. I sound like an owl. Sometimes you gotta get a couple owls in your corner. Who you been listening to? Who you been letting speak in your ear? Who you been letting ride in your car? Who you been letting get on your telephone? Who you been letting in your DM? Oh God. Who you been letting on your Facebook post? Who come here? Who? God. Who is stepped in the room? God, help me right there. Who you let sit on your couch? Who, Lord? Who you let in your business? Who? No. But bless me once. He said, oh, the joy. See, that piece right there blessed my whole life. He said, oh, the joy. See, you're walking around here like Sad Sally. You're walking around here like Bad Head Fred. You walk around, come here. You walking around here with like broken heart Billy. You know, you walking around here. Oh God, low self esteem, Lucy. You know, you got all these issues because you let somebody come in and tamper with your joy. This joy. The world didn't give it to me, and the world cannot take it away. I got one question for you. Those of you all that are listening, that are connecting with us, that are listening to us, I got one question for you, and the question simply is this. Have your connection been tampered with? Your joy like a river has been blocked and has been shut off and has been tugged. Your joy that once flowed so freely in your life, now you wake up with the old world name in your lips. You wake up with the song, nobody knows the troubles I see. You saw how you chose that song out? Nobody knows,
sorrow. You got, look, you're an alto, but you got a baritone this morning. God, help me right through here. You all messed up. You all jacked up. You all trouble. You all frustrated because somebody has literally came in and messed with your access code. God, help me right through here. They came in and they literally got your mind completely off of the task at hand, the assignment that God has given to you. Who have you allowed to come in and cause friction in your house? Preacher, you better mess them up. You're trying to figure out why your marriage ain't smart like it's supposed to be. Who you don't let in? Let's talk. Let's talk. Can we talk for a minute? Come here. Let me talk to you. Come on. I want to know who you to let in. Come on. I want to know who you to let in here. I want to know who you to let into the room. I want to know. See, what you need to do is you need to go back and do a backtrack and find out in your life or in your assignment who and what has happened so you can go in. And you need to uproot it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Sometimes you got to go in and you got to uproot some stuff out of your life because that was seed that was sown. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And they that love it eat the fruit thereof. We got to be calm. We get all joyful about the first one. Life and death serve you. We forget that second part where it says that it's like a seed. Who have you allowed to speak about? Yes, God. Who have you allowed to speak into your life and cause you to be so befuddled, to be so confused, to be so messed up, jacked up, toe up from the floor? Who have you allowed in to cause you to miss what God has for you? Watch this. Let me help you. He said, oh, the joy of those who do not follow, How can two walk together except they agree? How can two walk together if they're not in agreement? Oh, Shando Shaban, how is it that two of y'all can walk together without having some kind of agreement to do? I'm following you because, number one, I trust you. This will mess some of y'all up, but this will help some of y'all too. Watch this. If you follow them, you gonna mess around and become like them. You need help. Let me help you. You do know spirits are transferable. The spirits went out of the unclean. They're out of the man. The unclean spirits went out of the man. And that when he went out, he was going for a season. When they were going for a season, the spirits that left, the spirit that left said, I shall go back to my house. And when I go back to my house, I'm going back home. And he said, when he went and he saw that the house was swept and garnished, he went and got seven greater than himself. And he said, and the condition of that man was worse than the first. Now, watch the text. Let me help you with the text. Watch what the text says.
He says that the house was swept and garnished. Y'all trying to figure out why I would put this here and talking about following somebody. See, you have you had already at one point eliminated all the obvious things out of your life that was keeping you from being prosperous and moving forward, and then all of a sudden you start following after somebody else. And when you follow after somebody else, because you never put safeguards. Oh, Reverend, you messing them up today. Because you didn't put safeguards into place. Because you didn't watch this here. Because you didn't change the access code. Because watch this here. Because you never you never changed the password. You never come here. Because you never checked, God help me. You never changed up on them. You were sick. Watch it. You were still accessible. You didn't block the number. You come on, Ba. Teach the lesson, man. Because you did not do what you were supposed to do to keep them from following, from coming back to find you after you stopped following them. They still have access to you. You were still accessible. Bless you. God bless you. Keep you and may he walk between me and thee. You need to shut the door. See, watch this. I was talking to Pastor Chester Miles that he became my new friend, one of my new friends. I was talking to him, and me and him were having a conversation, and we were talking about how people burn their own bridges. Yeah. Sometimes people of God, you gotta let folks burn their own bridges. You just stop tripping. Stop tripping when they change up on you, like the young folks say. Stop tripping when they change up on you. Let them change up. Because when they change up, you need to change up. When you move, you come out. When they move different, you move different. Because what you don't want, God help me right through here, what you don't want to do, Hansel and Gretel, you don't want to leave no breadcrumbs so they can get to you. When you move different, You can change the situation. You stop. Watch this. You were following them and found out that they were flawed. Oh, God. You were following them and found out that they were flawed. You were following them. Let me help you. You were following them and you found out they were flawed. You were following them and you found out that they had issues. You were following them and you found out the things that they were saying, the words that they said, and the lifestyle that they lived was not, watch this here, was not conducive to the words that were falling out of their mouth. So you changed them because you saw something that was not supposed to be there. You have to understand, when you become kingdom minded, you have to watch who you follow. And sometimes you just gotta cut them off. Watch this. Let me show you something real good. Some doors that God closed was needed to be closed, because if he never closed that door, he could not open up the next door. That blessed about 500 of y'all. Y'all shout you. See, you thought the closed door was a punishment from God. Can I prophesy to the ones that I know that I'm prophesying to? Let me prophesy to you. Your closed door is literally your opening. Your closed door was literally an opening. Your closed door was literally your open door. It opened, God help me right through here. It opened up some stuff for you, because he needed you to understand and to see and to be cautious and cognizant of what he is doing. Because what he wants you to understand is, If I did not close that door, you would be on life support. That thing that I said, God closed his door on, his door. That thing that God closed his door on, he closed it because he knew that if I left this thing open, if I left you with access, if I left them with access, if I, God help me right through this, if I left them with the capability to get into this place, if I left them with a access to you, it would have messed up some stuff that God had originally planned for you. We still talking about kingdom minded man. We still talking about kingdom minded man. I'm trying to hurry up. Let me get y'all out here. And he says, but the light is in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. But there the light is in, I'm sorry, not in, but on the law of the Lord. And in that law do they meditate day and night. Study to show thyself approved, the workman that be not ashamed, rightly dividing the word. Let me bless you. Let me bless you with something that I believe that will change your whole focus when it comes to kingdom connections. If their relationship with you does not sound like anything that's biblically based, come. Y'all sit down. Stop shouting like that. Sit down. Calm down. Have a seat. Take a breath. y'all shout like y'all know what I'm talking about. Watch this here. Watch. If it don't sound biblical, if the relationship, God help me, if the relationship don't sound biblical, if it don't have Bible base to it, if your whole conversation that you go through, the entire conversation, and you don't never talk about God, come here, let me help you. Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny. I got one more week, I'm finally going to be more chunk to do. Watch this here. Let me help you. If you, my friend, are connected with somebody and it's not biblically based, If that that you have been meditating on, if it's not lawful, oh God, help me, my senior. Watch what the scripture says. Watch what the scripture says, because we have to be careful to stand between the two. Watch this. Just because it's lawful don't mean it's a scheme. Sometimes you got to be careful because it sounds lawful. God, help me right through here. But it's not as sweet. In other words, it sounds good, but it's not the time. We got God, help me right through here. Boy, you better mess them up with this one, Lord. Just because it sounds lawful, that don't mean that it's going to work for you. They looked at what the scripture said. They said, he said that they had a form of godliness. And the danger of a form of godliness is simply just that. They have watched somebody, and with them watching folks, they watch them how they inside the church. We got to be careful who we are delivered today. It is no longer God. We gotta go, oh man, listen. We gotta learn how to shake church. We gotta learn how to shake some doors and shut up some folks. I'm going to say that again. We got to learn how to shut up some doors and shut up some folks. Because if we don't learn how, Father, if we don't start checking them, come here, let me help you. It's okay to check them. It's okay to check them. He said the word says it like this. He said to reprove, and to rebuke. Sometimes, Father, I'm already out of the water. I might as well go and go for broke. You need to start putting a check on him. You need to start rebuking him. Right, listen, that don't even sound like God. That don't even sound like God. Watch this here. Not only does it not sound like God, it does not fit God's profile. And not only does it not fit God's profile, it does not fit my profile. And if it does not fit God's profile, it will surely not fit my profile. So because it's not fitting God's profile and my profile, we are no longer associated with each other. You got to learn how to put, man, look, you need to learn how to put two and two together. Stop putting the demands. Huh? God, you know what? You tired of the day. You need to learn how to put a demand on people that's in your life. If I can't, God, man, listen. If I can't get from you what I'm pouring into you, if I can't come here, if I can't get half of what I do for you, out of you. If I can come on here, Jesus, if I can't get half of what I got out of you, look, I don't expect you to do half. If I can get a third out of you, oh, Lord, if I can get a third, look, you know in the world, if was a fifth. Yeah, if this was a fit. Yeah. I had to learn
something, people, about this is what I had to learn. I had to learn that everybody does not have the same mentality and mindset that I have. So I had to be careful about how I dealt with people and dealt with situations and circumstances. And so God began to give me something after I prayed a prayer. And I prayed this prayer. And I think this prayer will bless you. I think this prayer will bless your life. I honestly think that this prayer will be a prayer that will transform your life. I prayed and I asked God a question in this prayer. I said, God, if you could, please, sir, let me see their heart before they get to me. Let me make this clear. Let me make this abundantly clear. Let me make this absolutely clear. Allow me to make this absolutely clear. Because I don't want you to miss this. I want this to be absolutely clear. Without a shadow of a doubt, I want this to be clear. Clarity is what I'm seeking today. I want this to be absolutely clear to you. I didn't pray this prayer so I can back out of the situation. Fix your face, baby. Fix your face. Because, see, sometimes we miss the blessing because we see the thing coming and then we decide that we don't want to do it. But see, what I told God is, I said, God, if you show it to me, I don't want you to show it to me so I'm not able to have, so I can see it and turn and run, but I can be able to maneuver through it without getting myself so emotionally attached to it. That helps somebody. That helps about 200 of y'all. Watch this. When you learn how to be strategic in your prayer. Kingdom minded men are strategic in their prayers. Ladies, I'm not excluding you, but the topic is about the kingdom-minded man. Now, watch this here. Let me bless you to your blessed face and give you something to work with. If that man that you got connected with, if he learned how to handle a situation, you won't be so frustrated and tired. So that part right there, that just gave some of you, oh Lord, that just gave some of y'all something to fight with. Listen, that gave somebody some encouragement. That gave somebody some encouragement. That gave somebody some strength. That in the midst of the calamity of life, in the midst of the ostracizing of life. You just got your blessing. You just got your breakthrough. Let him be able to process the problem. Let him be able to process the dilemma. Let him be able to process it. And when he processes it, he'll be better for you. So go ahead on and let him do what he has to do to go through that thing so he can be better for you and be better to you. Come here. Come here. Sit a little bit closer to your man. Wrap your arms around him and let him know. Sit on his left and call him baby. Come here. But I'm a bald-headed brother. And she gets my attention. You know, my boo thing get my attention. She can get my attention when she stops long enough to talk to me. And when I'm all frustrated and flustered, and she'll stop for a minute and she can talk to me. But sometimes she just got to sit on my lap and talk to me and rub my head and talk to me and tell me, baby, listen, this is what I need to hear. I need you to hear this. You want it removed? It's free. I'm this kingdom. This is helping the kingdom-minded woman too. Stroke that man's head. Rub the back of that bald head. Sit on his lap and talk to him. I know some of y'all are thugs out there. I know some of you men y'all are married some thugs. Even thugs can be loving and tender. Come here. Even a thug can be loving and tender sometimes. You got to learn how to stroke that head. Telling me, baby, it's gonna be all right. Baby, I know it's wrong. I understand your assignment. I understand your assignment, and I know it's difficult sometimes. Stroke that man head. That's true. That's for the kingdom woman that's living with a kingdom man. That's your assignment. That's your assignment. Okay. Listen. So I say, God, show me the hearts before they get to me. And allow me to be able, watch this here, I ask God, I say, allow me, Lord, allow me to be able to see their hearts before they get to me. Not as a reason to run, but as a reason to not get so emotionally and so caught up in it. And another thing, for me to know how to handle them. See, when you learn how, God, let me write to you. When you learn how to meditate in the Word, you'll know how to handle people when they get all out of pocket. If you stay biblically based when you deal with folks, bless you. Watch this. When you learn how to stay biblically based when you deal with folks. You yourself keep you from being in trouble with God. That's good stuff like that. That's good. Look, that'll preach twice on Sunday and every Wednesday and Thursday night. Listen, when you learn how to handle people biblically. See, that's our biggest problem. We want to handle them like they handled us. See, the world says it like this. Two wrongs don't make a right. Two wrongs don't make a right. But if you learn how to deal with them biblically, the Bible says for us to love them. Watch what he says.
He said, when you love them, when they despitefully use you, watch one translation. It says that it heaps hot coals upon the head. In other words, he gives them something to think about. They nasty to you. You walk over to them and you go, God bless you. I love you. I know some of us have not graduated to that place yet. You can't hug them. Shake their hand. If you can't shake their hand, look them in the face. God bless you. Put your one of my things that the Lord has been dealing with me on is I do this what they call a royal greeting, where I cross my hands across my chest and I bow my head in a sign of humility. So come here, let me help you. Sometimes, baby, you just gotta humble yourself before the Lord so people can see that it ain't you, baby. It's me. It's me. Baby, it ain't you. It's me. I'm trying to see Jesus. I'm not gonna let your foolishness keep me from saying, listen, cross your hands and bow your head and do your humility bow before the Lord. You ain't doing it before man. You doing it before God. You do your humility bow and say, God bless you, and go on about your day. Stop, man, stop tripping when people trip with you. God bless you. Listen, you start doing it to people every time they do it, that includes family, do your bow. God bless you. And go on about your business. And close the door on a situation that they were going to get ready to take somewhere, because they knew that if I get to the old man, come on back and preach it then, if I can get to the old man, if I can get to Darnell, come here, let me help you, let me talk about me so you can stay saved and stay in the church. If I can talk about Darnell, if I can get to Darnell, if I can get to Darnell and get Darnell all frustrated and flustered and jacked up and tore up and messed up, watch what I can do. I can get everybody around Darnell to see Darnell is in a bad place. So instead of letting them get to Darnell, I give them the apostle. And the apostle crosses his hands or crosses his heart as a sign of protecting my heart. And I bow in the humility of God. And I say, God bless you. Because at this point in time, you need that. Because God is getting ready to do something on you, and you're going to need the blessing to be able to withstand whatever God is getting ready to do. End is law. On his law, shall I say, he meditates day and night. Let your day and your night be filled with the word. Study to show thyself approved, a workman that being not ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hunger and thirst after the word. Because when you become word-bound, you bind up the enemy. I'm going to say that again. Because that blessed about 15 of y'all in the room. When you become word-bound, you become word-full. When you become word-bound, you become word-full. You become full of the word. When you're constantly in chase of the word, you become full of the word. The more you chase the word, the fuller you get. Like I said, don't be filled up on the word and just hold it. You got to deposit it somewhere. That was true. Okay. My next portion. And this is it. I'm going to close with this one. He said, they are like the trees that are planted along the riverbanks, bringing forth fruit in each season. Their leaves never wither,
and they prosper in everything that they do. They are like trees that are planted. They are like trees that are planted by the rivers of water. Watch this here. They are planted by the rivers of water, and they bring forth fruit in their season. They are like trees that are planted along the riverbank, and they bring forth fruit in every season. They are like trees that are planted along the river, and they bring forth fruit in every season. They are like trees that are planted along the river, and they bring forth fruit in every season. They are like trees that are planted by the riverbanks, and they bring forth fruit in every season. Watch this here. Are you in a position in a place to where you can bring forth fruit in every season? Contrary to popular belief, contrary to the role and the assignment of the enemy that sometimes plague our life daily, we must be mindful of what we plant ourselves. We can't plant ourselves everywhere because we have to understand something. Agriculture, let me help you, agriculturally, seeds that are found near riverbanks are the most nourished trees in the forest. I'll tell you why. Number one, if it's a riverbank, it constantly has a flow. I might have to deal with that another time. I might have to deal with that another time. I ain't got time to deal with that one. That it is a constant flow, and it constantly goes, and it constantly moves. And it's never, in other words, it's never the same source. It's always something fresh. When you're in position with God, you have to understand that there is a constant flow of fresh living water that comes in, and you shall flow. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. You, in order for living water to flow through you, you have to be in the source where the living water is at. So my question to you is, number one, where are you planted? Are you planted in a place to where living water, you have access to living water, or are you in, are you in a riverbank where the water is just stagnant and it's just sitting still? Where algae and all this other stuff can build up, and it just sits there and it's stale water. I'm not an outside man. I'm not an outside person, but I like watching nature. And I like watching those nature pictures and nature movies and all that stuff. And sometimes they have these guys that are camping, and what they'll do is they'll take water, and sometimes it's not fresh water, it's just water that in the bank, and they have to purify it because they got all these chemicals, they got all this algae and all this other stuff that's on the inside of it, and if they drink this water, they become sick. So they have to find a way to purify. So sometimes they take this water and they boil the water, and when they boil the water, they get it to a certain temperature, and they boil the water and they get all the impurities out, and they pour the water into a filter, and that surface on the top of it that skimmed off the top of it that floated to the top, they have the filter that catches it, and now they got drinkable, sustainable water because of the simple fact that they boiled it. Sometimes, baby, in order for you to get what you need, sometimes you got to go through the fire.
If you really want your real fruit to come forth in every season, you got to go through a fire sometimes. Everybody don't have the opportunity, or they don't have access to the living, flowing water. But sometimes, baby, you got to learn how to turn up a fire for yourself. And let that thing boil, and then you get to that place to where you just go ahead on and let God do what he do. How do you do that? I'm glad you asked. Sometimes you just got to walk away from people and let, watch this, and let whoever that, oh God, here we go again. Let that thing do what it's going to do, and go on and get some, and plant yourself in a position and a place to where you can bring forth fruit in your every season. You are sustained by the capability to stand in the place that God has called you to stand. Kingdom men, kingdom brothers. Hear me and hear me well. We push you to your purpose, guide to your destiny. I believe I'm just going to shoot. Just going to get on there. Just going to shut this thing down. Our capability to stand in what God has called us to requires a few things. Number one, it requires to trust in God with our whole heart, and we not to our own understanding, and in all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our time. Walk kingdom mightily. Hello, mics and walls. Only the one or two, amen. Walk kingdom of mindedly. Walk kingdom principle. Walk kingdom purpose. Walk with a kingdom agenda. And when you learn how to, watch it here, when you learn how to do that, when you learn how to access God in a way that's pleasing and acceptable unto him, you will for surely understand that you can bring forth fruit in the season that you need to bring fruit in. You will not miss the mark. Yes, we will have complications. Yes, we will have issues. Yes, we will have our CPR list. We will have our secret moments where God has to come and revive us. But just because we have him to get CPR does not mean we're dead. I learned this in the more shit that's already done with it. CPR, CPR is not done on dead people. CPR is done on people who need assistance with getting their heart to beat up to the beats that they need to continue in life. I learned this in my CPR class. You don't give CPR to dead people. You give CPR to people whose heart is still there. They may have stopped breathing. You try to activate their lungs. Their heart is just fine. You try to get oxygen back to the brain so they don't become brain dead. Hello, lights and walls. See, you're not reviving the heart. You're reviving the lungs. You're doing CPR on lungs, not on the heart. The heart is fine. It's the lungs, people of God. Your ability to move. So today, as we close, kingdom. I hope I perform CPR on you to allow you to breathe, to become stronger in the place in which God has orchestrated and set up for you. Let today be a day of life. Let today
Be a day of strength. Let today be a day of power. Let today be a day of love, wisdom, and strength. Let today be a day that no matter what may come your way, that all things will work together for the Lord who knows the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for strength. We thank you for health. We thank you for life. Thank you for wisdom. We thank you for power. God, we pray that this word was established. This word was strengthened. This word was given, God, that someone may be closer to Christ than they were yesterday. We pray, God, that this word gave them access to the benefiction of their life. And that is you, Jesus Christ. Now, Father, we go into our Romans 10 and 9, where we just want to nail God their opportunity to receive from you are. Those of that you are on the side of my voice right now, you don't know Christ as a partner of your sin. We want to extend to you an opportunity, and we simply want to acknowledge the fact that there are some that are listening that have fallen into sin. You may have walked the walk of Christ before. You may have been on his path before. You may have stumbled. You may have failed. We want to extend to you an opportunity to find that relationship with Christ again. We want to extend to you an opportunity to stand in God again. We want to extend to you life again. So with that, what we said, Romans 10 and 9 said, that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. So we stretch our hands out to you and ask that if you would come and be a part of what God is doing now, that he will shift you, he will meet you, he will empower you, he will send grace, he will send mercy, he will send wisdom, he will send power, and he will show you what direction you need to go in. And there is a level of grace and power that will be extended unto you. And all things will work together for your good. And know that even in this, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask. But that he will strengthen you in your most weakest places and give you power in your most weakest places. And he will show up and show out. So as we pray this prayer, we pray that as we introduce Romans 10 and 9 again, that you will move in the magnitude and in the way that needs to be moved, and that God will move not only just on your life, but God will move in your life to show you who he is and what he is in your life. So lend me your heart to say, gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for those that are in the sound of our voice, God, that leads you to be their God. It leads you to be their king and their judge and their strength. God, there are those that have fallen away. God, that they are backslidden, as the word says. God, but we understand, God, that also in the word, that same word that is that we just expect, we just got through preaching, in that same word, it says that you are married to the backslider and that the sinner can find rest in you. Because that's what you died for, God. You died for the sinner. You died for the ones, God. You died for the ones, God, that were not saved. Now, those of us, God, that need you even more now than we did on yesterday. So, Father, we stretch out our hands to you. And our prayer, Father God, is that you move by your power and by your strength and do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in our life. So we ask that you would strengthen us, strengthen those that are under the sound of our voice, and let the glory of the Lord be made manifest in their lives even now. Let them know that all things work together for the good, and we love you, and who are called according to your purpose. And let them know, no matter where they find themselves at, God, that they can come to you, O God. For your word says, this is your point, that if they confess with their mouth, believe in their hearts that you died and was raised from the dead, they will be. So we thank you, Father God, for you being their strength on today and saving grace in every shape, form, and fashion. So establish yourself as power. Establish yourself as king in their life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Those of you all that have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we want to make sure that you have three very important keys. And those keys are simply this, that one, you get your really good Bible, because you need your basic instruction before leaving earth. You need your Bible. And follow along in that Bible. Make sure that you meditate in that word day and night. So that way, when you go to the house of God, you'll make sure that that person that is preaching the word is lined up with that word that you have. That's the reason why you need that Bible. And thirdly, most importantly, that when you find your house, make sure that that person that is in that house, that is preaching that word, live that word. You can tell the difference. You can tell the difference. Amen? Amen. So those are our three keys. Those of you all that are listening to the sound of our voices, you would like to sow today, you can do so. We have three ways to sow. You can go to our Cash App, which is $WGC2020, and you could also go to our PayPal, which is paypal.me/ Worldwide GC. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwide GC. You can go there. And you can go to your Zelle, and that Zelle is 346-419-5960. Again, that Zelle number is 346-419-5960. 346-419-5960. You can go to that Cash App sale or to that sale and go there and sow a seed of whatever seed that the Lord has laid on your heart to sow. Please feel free to do so and bless this kingdom work, this work that we do. We do not do it for show. We do not do it to let some just to be seen, but we do it because we want to be able to sow back into the lives of those that we connect with. We have a homeless ministry that we do where we actually go out and we feed the homeless. And so we're getting ready to set some things up to do that and go out and feed. Our desire is to go from being just box lunches. We want to be able to sow hot food into their lives. So we're working on getting those things in place so we can get that done. We're looking to be a reservoir to help them get clothing, be able to give them bags for clothes and their personal items and all of that stuff. That those things are our goal, that's our assignment, that we want to be able to reach the people and go beyond just being a voice behind the radio, but we want to be able to be a hand in the community as well. So we want to continually do that and bless and strengthen those that are in need of a hand up and not just a hand out. Amen. Amen. So that is our goal, and we want to be able to stretch out Idle House International to where we are able to do some great things. And we are in that process. We're in that process. We're gathering those things to become kingdom-minded so we can do what we need to do to be able to be a strength and a blessing to those that are under that place of where they need that strength. They're under that stronghold where they need that strength to be able to stand up and be able to move forward in what God has called them to. Amen? Amen. So blessings and peace and strength to you all is our prayer. As we go forth and do what we have been called to do, and that is to be the voice and the hand that moves with God, because we are God-minded, we are kingdom-minded people, and because we're kingdom-minded people, we shift as kingdom-minded people. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Well, thank you so much for listening in on today. We hope that our assignment was fulfilled in the hearing and in the lives of those that came and listened on this morning. We pray that something was said or done that was a strength to you on today.
And so we thank you and we bless the name of the Lord for you. So we ask that you guys continue to pray for us as we continue to do what God has chosen us to do. Amen? Amen. So we love you. We appreciate you. We look forward to you guys tuning in and being a part of what God is doing in and around our life. Amen? Amen.
Sacrifice for you, you're refined, the refined.